Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is entitled, Faith, Failure, and the Future.
Mark chapter number 16. One more time, if you have the word, say, I have the word. Chapter 16, if I happen to drop out, you continue to read the word of the Lord. Amen. And the word of the Lord is blessed. Let's read. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre and the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they had looked, they saw that the stone had rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw the young man sitting on the right side, clothed with a long white garment. And they were frightened. And they said to them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. And behold, the place where you laid him. But go your way and tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. Continue.
For they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now, when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen.
I probably could have included in the reading today, I probably could have included Mark 15 and verse 47. And Mary Magdalene and the mother of James beheld where he was laid. And the Mary Magdalene and the Mary, the mother of James, beheld where he was laid. Father, for the next few moments, give me articulation of speech. Speak to me, God. Speak to us, God, and then give us ears to hear. God, declare your truth. Say what it is that you want to say. God, then build up our faith, Lord. You said faith comes by hearing and by hearing and by hearing the word of God. Build up our faith, God, till we will become, oh God, active, functioning members of the body, that we will begin to be, amen, life to others, God. We will be, amen, an essence of salt, an essence of light, and an essence of a city. Make us what we could not have become of our own selves. Build us up on every side. Cause us now to prosper where we did not, amen, see prosperity before. Cause us to be healed, God, where we've been, oh God, lame. Cause us to be mended where there's been brokenness, Lord. Do a work in this today by the preaching of the gospel. Do a work in here today by the preaching of the gospel. God, I thank you, God, I'll prophesy. God, to Morgan, I'll prophesy to Townsend. I'll speak loudly to Lock Raven. I'll speak, amen, clearly, God, to Greater Hillendale. Come forth. God, I thank you for what you've done heretofore. But Lord, mark this day as a new beginning, Lord. God, mark this day as we now, Lord, transitioning, Lord, not from what it was, but now to what is, that we can become the very people that you've called us to be. I thank you for this moment. I thank you for this opportunity. Speak through me, God. And as I speak, make me your vessel. And as I made your vessel, cause faith to be built up, Lord. And now as faith build up, we see the impossible done. This is our prayer today. God, we're in expectation that you're going to do it. And those that would join us by, oh God, connecting, oh God, through Facebook, speak to their hearts, God. Speak to their hearts, God. You're doing a work now, Father, to cause your body to become mature, God. Lord, speak, Lord. And as you speak, Lord, let us declare we are your servants and we will obey. Thank you for doing it. This is our prayer today, God. Speak to us mightily. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Amen. Mentors, you may be released. Edward, if you don't mind, just hang with me for a moment. Amen. Until I get to where I need to be. Do me a favor. Somebody say this with me. Say faith, failure, and the future. All right, come on. Do me a favor. Open up your mouth and say faith, failure, and the future. Come on. Somebody say it one more time. Say faith, failure, and the future. For a few moments today, I want to talk about these three components that is a part of all of our lives. Faith, failure, and the future. If you keep on living, you're going to navigate through all of these. And the way you navigate through it determines what your tomorrow will look like. So for a few moments, I want to talk about, amen, faith, failure, and the future. So I go to the book of Mark to talk about this subject. It is interesting that this Mark is called John Mark. He's an associate of the apostles or the disciples. This is the Mark that had experienced vacillating. Yeah. But he recovered. Somebody say, I'm going to recover. All right. So this is John Mark that had experienced vacillating, and he had vacillated so bad that Apostle Paul was not sure that he wanted to be affiliated with him, and Peter had to sort of kind of convince him. But finally he gets it together and he recovers and he becomes a stand-up apostle or a stand-up disciple. Colossians, Timothy, and 1 Peter all validate that he did not remain what he was. I'm going to say that again because that encouraged me. Colossians, 2 Timothy, and Peter, all of these scriptures validate that John Mark did not stay what he was. And this is who's writing to us today. We should never count ourselves out. Good God Almighty. I don't know who I came to preach to. I might be preaching to myself this morning. We should never count ourselves out. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't count yourself out. We should never give in to the lies and the threats of the evil one. We should never count ourselves out. But then also, after not counting yourself out, you've got to make sure that you don't give in to the lies of the evil one. I don't know why we've discovered, have not discovered this yet, but the enemy's a good liar. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing, but that's okay. Amen. But we must never give in to the lies of the enemy. Come on, somebody declare, make a declarative statement, man. I will never give in to the lies of the enemy. I will never give in to the lies of the enemy. And I'm going to learn more and more how to recognize what's a lie. I'm going to learn more and more how to recognize what is a lie. Oh, God, I could hang out there, but that ain't really what I came to preach about. I'm never going to count myself out. As long as I got breath to breathe, come on, somebody declare to me there's a chance. There's a chance. Hey, God, I'm going to never count myself out. I'm going to never give in to the lies of the evil one or the threats of the evil one. And I'm never going to settle with what's only temporal. I'm not going to count myself out. And that's a mouthful. I could just hang out right there because there's so many under the sound of my voice. We let too much stuff, amen, count us out. And the text is going to validate what I'm saying in a few moments, all right? Amen. Come on, tell your neighbor, say amen. Don't count yourself out. Don't count yourself out. I believe somebody sung a song, the hymnologist sung a song, as long as God is still in it, it ain't over. So don't count yourself out. Don't believe the lies of the enemy, and he is a good liar. And he really believes that if he keep telling us the lie long enough, we'll believe it. So it's now, right now, some of us are in the length test. The enemy is going to keep telling us this lie till we finally tell him, I don't believe none of that. He will keep talking until you talk back. You better learn to say something to the enemy when he's lying. Especially when he's talking about your future. Especially when he's talking about your destiny. Especially when he's talking about your children. Especially when he's talking about your health. Especially when he's talking about your mental stability. Especially when he's talking about your money. Especially when he's talking about your community. I feel like preaching. You better learn to say something back. Because he's going to keep lying. He's going to test longevity and find out how long, if I say this, will it take me to convince you that it is true. That's what Jesus was going through in the test in the wilderness. Satan was trying to find something, so he kept on talking, and Jesus had to keep telling him, it is written. For every lie that the enemy tell you, you better get an it is written. Oh God, you got me almost where I need to be. Y'all better hear me today. For every lie that the enemy tell you, you better find an it is written. God Almighty. My whole house is going to be saved. When he lying, my house won't be saved. When he talking about my health, amen, I speak back to him that the Lord is my healer. When he speak about my mentality and taking my mind, I speak back and I declare, if I keep my mind stayed on him, he'll keep me in perfect peace. Come on, tell your neighbor, you better get a it is written. You better get a it is written. Better get it written. And this is what John Mark did. Got to get to my text. So we can't count ourselves out because John Mark didn't count himself out. We can't give in to the lies. And it seemed like I can't get off that moment. We cannot give in to the lies of the enemy. We cannot give in to the lies of the enemy. You better find out what the enemy is lying about your family. You better find out what the enemy is lying about your future. You better find out what the enemy is lying about your tomorrow. You better find out what the enemy is lying about historically, amen, your health with women, amen, in your family. You better find all out of that. That might be even a fact. Might not even be a lie. Just might be a fact, but it ain't truth. And you better find that it is written. John Mark finds that it is written, and he finds out that, and we can tell by his writing that we find out that Jesus is a mighty worker. John Mark began to write, and he begins to show us that Jesus is coming forth, amen, showing us that Jesus must complete the works of him that sent him. He conquers all enemies. And John Mark becomes who and what God originated him to be. And as we read John Mark continually, we're going to find out that Christ is a tireless servant that's trying to bring us to faith that we can handle failure and that we can have a bright future. Walk with me, God. All right. John Mark begins to write, and what he's trying to get the reader to discover is that you have a tireless servant that's going to keep on until you come to the measure of faith, until you can handle failure and you don't lose your mind and you don't quit and you don't give up just cause some little failure happened or what appears to be failure. And that you can see that you have a bright future. I love what Jeremiah says. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you have searched for me with all of your heart. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. The tireless serving, according to Mark, is trying to bring us to faith. He's trying to make us overcome failure, what appears to be failure. And he's trying to let us see that our future looks mighty bright. Don't determine what future looks like because of a present moment. God, I don't know if y'all are ready for me this morning. Don't determine what your future is going to look like because of present moment. Just because BG&E was paid late, just because you don't have the money in your pocket, just because your status has not been updated to marry, don't determine your future because of present circumstances. Paul told us these light afflictions are only for a moment. But too many of us are determining what the future looks like because of a present moment. Love what my sister-in-law preached on Thursday night. If I'm not, no, Friday night, I will not become a prisoner of this present moment. Do me a favor, high five somebody, and I promise y'all ain't gonna be that long today. Amen. Tell somebody, I will not be a prisoner of this present moment. Oh, God. I ain't bound by this moment. I ain't bound what it looks like. In fact, if I can see it, the Bible told me it's temporal. It's about to pass. Come on, do me a favor. Put your hand on your chest. Say, I will not be bound by this present moment. He said in Jeremiah, I have thoughts and I think I have an expected end, thoughts of peace and an expected end. He said, but you got to call on me and then I will hearken unto you. I love what Jesus says in Luke. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He sent me to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of the sight to the blind and to set liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat it down. And the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fasted upon him, and he began to say, this day the scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. You have to be able to look at present moments and speak a is written that looks nothing like what you see. God, stay right there, Edward. You got me. I'm about done. You have to be able to speak up, it is written, looking at a present moment that looks nothing like what you say, it is written, says. That's what Jesus does in St. Luke. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointing me to preach the gospel. He's anointing me to speak liberty to those that are captive. Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, what are you speaking? What are you speaking? I believe the Lord wants to strengthen us. I believe the Lord wants to build us up. I believe the Lord wants to stir up our gifts. I believe the Lord wants to anoint us to overcome the conqueror. But we've got to be able to handle faith, and we've got to be able to, I'm sorry, come into faith. We got to be able to handle, amen, failure. And then we've got to understand that our future is really bright. Somebody tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm peeping into your future, and your future is mighty bright. Bright. Amen. Ask your neighbor, do you believe it? You believe it, man. Ask your neighbor, do you believe it? It's not what everybody else believe or what they saying. It's what you believe. I peeped into your future and your future looks mighty bright. Give me a few moments and I promise y'all I'm not going to preach all day long. I've been in church since Thursday. I'm ready to go home. I'm just being truthful. I'm very transparent. I done had enough church for about 3 weeks, but I'll be here. Let me pray. All right, number one, all right? Number one. The entire Christian journey revolves around faith. The entire Christian journey revolve around faith. If you miss that, this will be a struggle. If you miss that, this is going to be hard. From Genesis to Revelation, it's about faith. Now, I know we've done broken down our little pet doctrines, and I know we've done broken down our pet subjects, and I know we've done tried to figure out systematic theology so we can understand the entirety of God, which is impossible to do. But this whole journey, simplistically, it's around faith. Do you believe? Is it yes and amen? Or is it, let me think about it a moment. Let me reason about it more. If I can prove it, then yes, I believe it. But that ain't faith. And this is powerful Because in Mark chapter 15, we're dealing with the post-resurrection of Christ. And there is no sight of Jesus anywhere yet. Stay with me. Stay with me. In Mark chapter 15 into chapter number 16, where we are in the text, there's no sight of Jesus. So this Jesus done said a whole lot, but now I got to prove that I believe it. Are y'all still here? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. There are at least 336 occurrences of the word faith in your King James Bible. 336 times. If we get into the NIV, it's probably around 475. So this whole thing is about faith. When you get into Romans chapter number 4, it talks about the faith of Abraham, the father of the faith. But when we come to our text, we have three unlikely, we have three unpredictable. We have the ones that were counted out and restricted. They look like they're standing in faith. And we can't find nobody else. Everything that we're going through is about the building of our faith. You didn't hear what I said. Everything that is happening in life, it has to do with, do we believe? I told you I was Lord. I told you I was Savior. I told you death had no power over me. I told you that in 3 days, if you destroy this body, I'm going to return. I told you death and hell have no power over me. I told you I am the life and I am the resurrection. I told you that no man takes this life, but I lay my life down. Now do you believe it? I told you I was going to make a way for you. I told you I was going to provide for you. I told you I was going to do this. I told you I was going to do that. Now, do you believe? Life is going to keep happening, trying to navigate us to a place that we totally trust. And I'm talking about trusting God. And it is so difficult. I don't want to get ahead of myself. It is so difficult when we have a Mark 15 and 47. The very thing that we believed in is dead. What do you do when what you believed in is now dead? Y'all better please hear me. This ain't about a car. It ain't about you getting a house. It ain't about you confessing it, grabbing it, having it, snatching it, getting it. It ain't about none of that. It's about, do you believe that he's the resurrection? It's about, do you believe that he is the God of Genesis all the way to Revelation? It's about, do you believe he's the son that cleanses the threshing floor in the book of Amen Malachi? It's about, do you believe he is the gospel of Jesus that walks through the epistle? With all that has happened, what do you now believe about Jesus? How do you now feel about what God has promised you? Do me a favor, ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, how do you now feel about all God has promised you? Come on, do me a favor. Ask one more person. I promise y'all, I'm not hanging out long today. Ask your neighbor one more time. Say, now what do you believe about all that God has promised you? Because when you're standing in the grave, as Mary was standing in the grave, and now they're showing you that he's dead, it will now prove whether or not you really believe. Oh God. Everybody can say he's the Christ when he's turning water to wine. Everybody can say you're Lord when you're opening up blind eyes. Everybody can say hail King Jesus when you're unstopping deaf ears. Everybody can say he's Jesus when we got everything we need. But when we're in a hard place, what do we say about Jesus then? I'm learning God's trying to build my faith. God, I feel like preaching, y'all. God. I'm learning these hard trials and these tribulations. It ain't about me, nothing personal. I'm learning about when they scandalize my name now. It ain't because I done right or did the wrong. I'm learning that there's something going on the inward man, that God is more interested in what's going on in the outer man. God's trying to see if my faith is being built up, stages to stages, faith to faith, glory to glory, strength to strength, that I call him God when I see no evidence of it. Thank God. Ask your name one more time. Say, what do you feel about the promises now?
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.